Hello kids, how are you? Today I am bringing the new story from the Indian mythological book Ramayana. The story about how Ram became disciple of Ravan, learning from him on his deathbed. So let's begin our story. After aiming fatal arrow on the battlefield of Lanka, Lord Rama told his brother Lakshman, "Go to Ravan quickly before he dies and request him to share whatever knowledge he can or whatever knowledge he has. A brute he may be, but he is also a great scholar." The obedient Lakshman rushed across the battlefield to Ravana's side and whispered in his ears, "Oh, demon king, do not let your knowledge die with you. Share it with all of us and wash away with your sins." Ravana responded by simply turning away his head. An angry Lakshman went back to Lord Rama and said, "He is arrogant, as he always was, too proud to share anything." Rama confirmed his brother and asked him softly, "Where did you sit while asking Ravana for knowledge?" "Next to his head, so that I hear what he had say clearly," spoke Lakshman. Lord Rama smiled, placed his bow on the ground, and walked to where Ravana lay. Lakshman watched in astonishment as his divine brother knelt at Ravana's feet. With the palms joined with extreme humility, Lord Rama said, "Lord of Lanka, you abducted my wife, a terrible crime for which I have been forced to punish you. Now you are no more my enemy. I bow to you and request you to share your wisdom with me. Please do that, for if you die without doing so, all your wisdom will be lost forever to the world." To Lakshmana's surprise, Ravan opened his eye and raised his arm to salute Lord Rama. "If only I had more times as your teacher than as your enemy. Standing at my feet as a student should, unlike your rude younger brother, you are worthy recipient of my knowledge. I have a very little time, so I cannot share much, but let me tell you important lessons of life which I have learned in my life. Number one is, things that are bad for you seduce you easily. You can run towards them impatiently, so you must defer the bad action as much as you can avoid them. Number two, things that are actually good for you fails to attract you. You shun them creatively, finding powerful excuses to justify your procrastinations, so you must do good actions without any delay and as much early as you can. This is why I was impatient to abduct Sita but avoided meeting you. This is wisdom of my life, Lord Rama. My last word, I give it to you," said Ravana, and he died. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. So this is a beautiful lesson taught by Ravan at his deathbed. So whatever Ravan has told us, it is always good and bad. We all know Ravan was not a good man, but some of his actions was very bad. So, as we know, our all good deeds are bad when we perform just only a single bad deed. So this is the way the Ravana met with his destiny. So let's meet tomorrow with the new story. Till then, goodbye, good night, and do take care of yourself.